Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's that time of year. The Bruins are releasing their 2025-2026 NHL schedule. I'm going to put my glasses on so I seem smarter. We got a new coach. Perfect name. Dude, we got Marco. We're going to be fine. Supposed to highlight a few games here. We got the original six, some games coming up here. The home opener is against the Chicago Blackhawks. One of the original six teams of the NHL. You ever been to Chicago? You see how fat those people are? They should put them on skates. And then who we got? November 11th. Oh, it's the Toronto Maple Leafs. Are they still doing it this year? Every year. You know, they give it the try. Every year, the Toronto Maple Leafs remind all of us that, you know, you're not too old to try.
You're listening to Arcan, the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
As we move into the 8 o'clock hour, it's the Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. Nice to have you with us here tonight. It's ESPY night, meaning it's the slowest night of the year, which I thought was a great time to catch up on the Celtics and, of course, your Boston Bruins, which you just heard from Bill Burr right there, had their schedule announced tonight. I feel like when it comes to Boston sports-related things, teams always turn to Bill Burr and they just go, here, Bill, just do something. Be funny. Here you go. Tom Brady night. All right, we want you to stand on the stage and make fun of pictures of Peyton Manning. Can you just do that? Can you just be funny for a little bit? And he's like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. Yeah, and he's funny. Like, he's naturally just funny. Well, naturally. I mean, he's been a comedian for, you know, forever.
Yeah, that whole thing is 2.5 minutes, by the way.
So
there's a whole lot more content.
Going down the list. I liked for Chicago, it was that everyone in Chicago's fat, obviously. And Toronto. Sucks every year. So, yeah, okay. I mean, he's obviously following the NHL and also people of Chicago pretty well.
You ever been to Chicago? You see how fat those people are? They should put them on skates.
They should. Agreed. And joining us right now to discuss how fat everyone in Chicago is, as well as the upcoming season and the offseason for the Boston Bruins, is our good friend Bridget Prue of the Skate Pod and, of course, from Sunday Skate here on WEEI. And she joins us right now on the Christian Arcan Show. Bridget, how fat are people in Chicago, honestly?
I've never been, so I don't know. I'm just glad you didn't play the full 3 minutes of that.
No, we considered it, but we find all the good stuff happened right there. The schedule is out. Oh. We'll talk about that in just a moment, but we haven't really talked to you since the offseason got underway and all of those moves got made over the week of the 4th of July, which I'm sure for all you Bruins people, that was a lot of work that you probably weren't planning on doing that week or didn't want to do that week. And for the Bruins, it was the type of offseason that didn't really get a lot of fans all excited and up in arms ready for this upcoming season. How would you grade out the offseason so far, free agency, the draft, sort of all of that? Where do you sort of sit with it right now?
I think I have to separate it because I think the draft is so different than free agency that you can still be hopeful about the draft because that is probably a prospect in James Higgins that you might not see till the end of the year or maybe next year. So So that's kind of like a future grade.
Okay.
And I would grade that really high. But if we separated from free agency, I would say that grade is a lot tougher. And it was more of a quantity over quality free agency this year, which probably isn't enough to really move the needle that much for where they finished last year.
Yeah. Depth pieces, mostly. Is that fair? Is that even fair to call these guys depth pieces? I feel like there was a lot of that last season, a lot of, you know, outside of Lindholm and Zadorov, you did get a bunch of depth guys who didn't really stick around much this year. Is that sort of how you would classify this free agent class?
Yeah, pretty much everybody that they added was bottom six. So what they needed was to add a second line guy, really. I guess they're going to kind of just run with Arvidsson in that second line role, though he probably on most teams would be a third liner. So you end up plugging with mostly bottom six guys, the holes in your roster that you have, but it's not what they were looking to do. I think they would have rather found a legitimate second line guy, but they just really weren't there this free agency. So people can rightfully say that they didn't get that guy, but they really weren't available. A lot of the guys signed with their teams that they were already on. There was very little movement. Marner was the biggest name, but right. It was a sign and trade. So that was controlled by Toronto sending to Vegas, which is where he wanted to go. And whether you want to use it as a knock on the Bruins or not, I don't think there were any of those big free agents that wanted to come to Boston. And so they really didn't have an opportunity to send any of those big guys.
Talking about Arvidsson, because that's probably the crown jewel of this free agency class, a guy who was very productive early in his career in Nashville, was productive in that first year with L.A. too, but last year, just that one season with the Oilers, really a noticeable drop-off on that team. Would you consider that more a product of the team he was on and sort of the offensive firepower they already have, or is this a guy deep in a decline right now?
That's the thing, and you only have him for 1 year, too. So he's kind of your own rental this upcoming season. So he had a down season last year, but he also isn't signed with you long term. So this isn't probably what they were looking for, was a 25 to 28-year-old player that they could sign long term to fill in their second line, which is not what happened. So instead, they go this route with a guy who's 32. And they're hoping can just bring a little bit more production on a second line here with the Bruins this year. So his trajectory, it's hard to say. And especially on this team where he's going to have to step up, but you look who, you know, he's going to have to be on a line with, and you're not, I wouldn't say I'm sure this is going to be a higher producing season for him this year than last year.
Okay. And some of these other names on this list, Sean Corrali, a familiar name, making his return here. What was he, Columbus? Is that where he was in between?
Yeah, he was there for a while after he left Boston, and he that's where he's from as well. So that kind of was a homecoming for him.
All right. So he's back. Alex Steeves, Jordan Harris, Soderstrom, Tanner Janot, like, anybody else to get at all excited about, or are we talking about just pure depth here? Is there any of these players maybe that could be having a renaissance in Boston?
None of those people, I think, that you just said. I mean, like you said, Tanner Janot, he gets the longest contract,
right?
5 years, but he's a fourth line guy, and people in Boston will like him because he's a Bruin. He's tough. He will fight. He is that kind of player, but he's a fourth liner. So I don't think we're seeing a renaissance. I don't think we're seeing any of these guys that they brought in having a ceiling of anything higher than really a third line guy. I think the biggest moves they made this offseason were with drafting James Higgins and with re-signing Morgan Geekie.
Now, it was considered by everybody to be a good draft, a strong draft, promising draft. Higgins, obviously, people are excited about. What are some of the other picks that got made that maybe we'll be hearing their names called here in the near future, if not, you know, in a couple of years, which is not something you can really say about a lot of players picked by Don Sweeney?
Well, Higgins is the big one. And so he will probably be ready most quickly. After having chatted with some people that I know at BC, I'm still pretty much 90% sure he starts out there.
Got it.
So I think he will, and I think he should start out a season at Boston College, but that doesn't mean you can't see him in the end of March or the beginning of April after finishing his sophomore season. So he's the big name, and he's who I'm most excited about. I think Bruins fans probably are, but should be most excited about. I do think he is a first overall talent that they got at number 7. So that's good. And then if you want me to talk more about the rest of this draft, Will Moore also going to Boston College this next season, round 2, pick 51, another really good player for them there. And so their prospect pool is kind of getting a little bit wider, getting a little deeper. A lot of those guys are playing at Boston College. So if you're wanting to see who they have,
right up the street,
go up the road, go to Connie Forum and go watch it. But Hagans makes such a huge difference that I'm pretty sure the Bruins prospect pool went from having, I don't think they had anyone in the top 50 drafted prospects. And now they have Hagans, who I think is ranked like 7th or 8th in drafted prospects for organizations. So that's a huge addition.
We're talking with Bridget Prue from the Skate Pod and Sunday Skate here on WEEI. Bridget, how long is this retool going to take? Is this going to be a multi-year thing here, or is this something that can be done quicker than that?
Well, that's the magic question, I think, right, Arkan? That's the magic thing that everybody wants to know. It's not going to be a one-year rebuild. I highly doubt that. If you look at this roster and you ask me to just take a guess at what the fate would be next season, I would say this is another team that might be picking top 10 in the draft again.
Really?
Next year, just based on what the roster looks like. Yeah, I mean, look at what the roster they have now. Compare it to the roster that finished 5th from last year.
Yeah, and you know, you're right about that. But just to jump in for a second, I do see a roster that still has pretty high-end talent at all levels, including at goal. You know, like if Jeremy Swayman has a good season next year, and not, you know, not like a incredible, not like a Vezina Trophy, but if he has like a good season next year compared to what he gave you last year, doesn't that really improve things like monumentally for this team?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not a pessimist. I really do think Swayman can do much better than he did last year. I think that McAvoy and Lindholm, if they are healthy for the whole season, makes a big difference. I think you have still a really strong decor, but the offensive firepower that you need to be a contender isn't there, which I don't think anyone would really argue with. Swayman, I do feel like he is a huge key to where the steps could be next year, because him with Marco Sturm taking over as head coach, putting in this defensive structure, he's a defensive coach. He's going to make sure that you don't lose games because you're giving up more than you should. That's one thing. And if Swayman can lock it down defensively and in goal, you should be able to do pretty well, but you still have to have that scoring support. And that's where I wonder if they do have it. And David Pastrnak, not worried about him at all.
Right.
Morgan Geeky, not worried. But then after that is where you have to ask, where's the scoring going to come from?
Yeah, good question. Do the Bruins, have any sense of if the Bruins have like a plan B in the event that Jeremy Swayman is what he was last year and that's the player that they have now? Like, is there a plan B sort of in place, or the semblance of a plan here for what you do next in goal, if that's what you got there?
Semblance of a plan. Okay. I would say that if he isn't back to what a 8 million plus goalie should be before the deadline, they don't have a whole lot of time to decide whether or not to trade him, because as soon as he goes into next offseason, next free agency, he is full, no trade clause kicks in.
Oh.
So if plan B is to find a goalie outside of the organization, they would have to do it probably at the trade deadline, because otherwise you can't really trade him. He has a full no trade. So the only way to trade him would be for him to approve of it. So if he's really not who you think you want going forward, you have to decide that between now and the trade deadline in March. And if you mean people who are already in the organization, we know they have Jonas Korpisalo. If they don't trade him in the meantime, he would be the next guy to step up. And then Michael DiPietro, who's their starting goalie in Providence, who is, by all accounts, one of the best goalies in the AHL, could be another guy in that list, too.
Is he related to Rick DiPietro? I probably asked you this before. Is he? Another goalie.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think he is either, but I...
Another goalie, no, I don't think he is.
Not sure about that. So, in your opinion, is Swayman going to be on the team at the end of the year?
I think so. I think if you want my guess, and I'm not one of these, like, people who gambles or makes guys, I think he's going to have a better year this year, and I think that they won't be that desperate to move him. So I think he'll be here.
Let me just say, gambling is really fun. You should try it sometime. You'd really like it, I bet.
It's not my thing. When Scott gets mad at me, too, he gets so mad at me because he's like, Bridget, what's your prediction? And I'm just over here like, I don't have one. I don't want to make one. So they get mad at me because I don't.
Yeah, you're just here with the facts. I get it. Bridget, thanks so much. Great to talk with you as always. Good info, good stuff.
All right, thanks, Arkan.
All right, that is Bridget Prue, Sunday Skate Skate Pod here at Odyssey WEEI, joining us, talking some Bruins. And what was, I tried to spruce it up there. I think she did too. But it wasn't, this has not been much of an offseason. I worry that this is going to be a, I don't know. I mean, like, the Buffalo Sabres have been rebuilding for like 15 years now. Toronto's rebuild took about a decade. Montreal is in a rebuild, you know, like they, it's just, you can get stuck in the mud in this league. You really can. You get stuck in that slush boy and you are just fighting it. You can fight it for 10 years. 10 years goes by like that in the NHL when you're rebuilding. I really hope that the years of David Pastrnak, Charlie McAvoy, and to a lesser extent, Jeremy Swayman, because I still believe in Swayman. I don't know why, but I still believe in Swayman. I hope that those years don't get wasted for them. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got your New England Nightly News, which will include a Karen Reed update. Got some big Karen Reed news today, and really over the last couple of weeks, all sorts of things have been happening. We will get to that with your phone calls at 617-779-7937 right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You know, there's always that one relative that always comes around and ruins the holidays. Well, this year for hockey fans, it's the Montreal Canadiens. And it's not really the team, it's their fans. You know, with their loafers and their little pocket square. Les Bleus Blancs et Rouges. How about Les Bleus Blancs? That's 12/23, 2 days before Christmas. February 1st, they got the Tampa Bay Lightning, which in my world is still an expansion team. You know, for some reason you want to go down and, oh, that's the outdoor one down there in Florida. You can dodge a bunch of alligators and watch people play hockey outside next to a big pirate ship. I think I was supposed to sell that game a little harder. And then, oh, the big babies of the NHL. March 1st, the Pittsburgh Penguins celebrating at least 20 seasons of stay away from Sydney as they sign every leg breaker in the league.
More Bill Burr there. Talking about the Bruins' upcoming schedule. Still considers the Tampa Bay Lightning an expansion team. I sneaky kind of do too. I remember when the Tampa Bay Lightning had a woman goalie. Do you know about this, Joe?
This is news to me.
The Tampa Bay Lightning in 1991 or 92. I remember because I was I had a subscription to Sports Illustrated for Kids, which I was very proud of, Sports Illustrated for Kids, my subscription to that. I read that cover to cover whenever it came out. I took out the posters, those little cards, those little collecting cards you had. I'd rip those out, put them in my little card books. And when her name was, I'm probably going to pronounce this wrong, but it was Manon Rome. She was from Quebec. She signed a contract in 1992 with the Tampa Bay Lightning and appeared in preseason games in 92 and 93. And I feel like that never gets talked about. She is the only woman to ever play in an exhibition game in any of the four major North American pro sports leagues. Male sport, obviously, I mean, WNBA and the other ones, but like in for the male leagues, she's the only one ever. And it was on the Tampa Bay Lightning. And no one talks about it. I feel like this is a very pro-woman show today. Talking a lot of WNBA. We had Bridget on. We're talking about the lady goalie back in the 90s. All that stuff. This is a very inclusive space here in the Christian Arcan Show. It's not like we're doing this every night, but we are doing it tonight. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Texter says, Arcan, pretending the Bruins are going to be anything better than a best-case 8 seed is foolish. There's no talent on the roster. Post McAvoy, that's it. That won't win your money. I tend to agree. There's still high-end talent on the roster. There are still building blocks on this roster that you should be able to build a pretty good team around. You should be able to. But this offseason was not that. That was not a priority. That was not emphasized. I think that the money they spent on this variety of players could have been better allocated to one or two names and then filling in the roster with, you know, guys from Providence or whatever. It's just, it doesn't seem like you really did all that much here. You spent money. I mean, you went out there and you spent. It's not like the Bruins don't spend. But I do call into question the way the budget was allocated here. This didn't need to be the type of season where it's just, all right, yeah, bridge here. Don't really worry about it. We're not gonna go for it so hard. Now, on the other side of that coin is what the Bruins did last year. And what the Bruins did last year is the opposite of this. They went out and signed the number one center on the market. They went out and signed the number one D-man on the market. I loved their offseason last year. Their offseason pumped me up.
I will say that, you know, I just pulled this up. The free agent class for next season, right at the top of that list, Connor McDavid.
Okay.
Unless he and the Oilers get an extension. But it's a pretty good class. Well, you got Panarin from the Rangers. Jack Eichel is out there. Cale Makar, the defenseman. So it could be that they're maybe holding off on making another big-time splash until next year's class.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. I don't think any of those guys are going to hit the market. Connor McDavid's not going to hit the market, I don't think. I don't think Cale Makar is going to hit the market. Like, I don't see that happening. I'd be shocked if that happened. And listen, they may be holding out for something down the road, sure. I mean, if you're starting a rebuild, then you have to start thinking in those terms. But I didn't think it needed to be like that this year. You had money to spend. You had money to go out and spend. And instead of, you know, grabbing a couple of running mates for McAvoy and Pastrnak and, you know, fill in the rest of it, you filled in all of it. It's all filling. It's all just, all right, you know, fill in those bottom six and let's get through the season. That's what it felt like.
If they make a splash next year, don't say I was the first one to tell you.
All right, sure. If any of those guys hit the market, I'll be shocked. And if the Bruins sign any of them, I'll be double shocked. So I'll definitely give you your price.
I'll buy you a McDavid Bruins jersey when
it happens. Sounds good. All right, it's 8:30. That means it's time to get to the New England Nightly News.
New England Nightly News.
All right, as promised, we have lots of follow-ups here to the trial of the century. That would be a Karen Reed trial. Trial of the century around here, anyway. The obvious verdict came out, and Reed was acquitted of second-degree murder, of vehicular manslaughter. She was convicted of driving under the influence. And since that's happened, there has been a massacre at the Mass State Police. I mean, everybody's getting moved. Everybody's getting reassigned, including Yuri Buchanek. Buchanek, I'm probably saying that wrong, who supervised the investigation. Proctor already out. He's appealing, by the way. But Buchanek was reassigned last Sunday. Or maybe I'm wrong about that. That was back, it was two Sundays ago. They initially said he'd been reassigned to the South Boston, later provided an update saying he was transferred on a temporary duty assignment to the Division of Standards and Training. And there he will perform a variety of administrative functions in support of the division's daily operations. There have been other guys that have been moved. Brian Tully, who used to be the Norfolk DA's detective, was transferred out of the department last year. Michael Proctor was fired in March. And now this is a couple weeks old, but Buchanek moved as well. Also, the lead attorney for Karen Reed, Alan Jackson, wrote a letter to Boston Police Commissioner Michael Cox and demanded that Kelly Dever, who you remember testified in this trial, not in the first one. She testified in this one, not in the first one. And she had said that she saw Brian Higgins and Chief Berkowitz in the Sallyport, and then she came back and said she actually didn't see that, or that the timing wouldn't have worked out, or whatever it was. It was a very, very odd testimony. Didn't look good for her. She talked about a conversation she had with Commissioner Cox, which Cox later denied, by the way, which also doesn't look great. And now Alan Jackson basically wrote a letter to the commissioner saying you got to put this officer on the Brady list. The Brady list is a compilation of law enforcement officers with credibility concerns that prosecutors have to disclose to defense attorneys whenever they're called to testify in criminal cases. So that's another thing. And then there's this news from today. It was this morning. A Massachusetts woman is accused of leaking sensitive information presented to a federal grand jury tied to the Karen Reed investigation. The woman, whose name is Jessica Leslie from Draycott, was charged on Friday with one count of criminal contempt, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. She's accused of disclosing sealed information to unauthorized individuals, including the names of witnesses appearing before the grand jury, information from witness testimony, and other evidence. And this happened during the time period between August 11th of 2022 to March of last year. I'm reading from NBC 10. The U.S. Attorney's Office could not confirm that the grand jury service was related to the Karen Reed case. However, the Boston Globe reports the sources close to the investigation made that connection. ABC News also said that it was related to Karen Reed, according to sources that they had. Leslie has agreed to plead guilty. She will appear in federal court in Boston at a later date. The conditions of the plea deal are one day of incarceration, which would be time served, 24 months of supervised release, no fine, and a mandatory assessment of $100. Seems kind of light, right, for leaking grand jury. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend like I know how this usually goes because I have no idea. I'm just reading what I'm seeing here. But that does seem like not one day and $100 for leaking grand jury and a murder trial. Okay.
It might be what depends on what kind of information she.
I suppose it does.
She let go,
and we have no idea what any of that is. We have no idea who it's going to. I will say this though: ever since this news dropped, my algorithm was very Karen Reed heavy during the trial. And then after the trial, it all sort of disappeared. Like all the, you know, all the different people with their podcasts and their
because there wasn't really anything
vlogs
left
and stuff. There wasn't. I mean, there's the civil trial, which Reed's new lawyers are trying to get dismissed completely. But obviously, that's not going to get dismissed. If the murder trial didn't get dismissed, the civil trial's not getting dismissed. And we'll see how that goes for her. And I know that she's, you know, making movies and they're going to have a documentary and all this other stuff. And we'll see if the O'Keefe family's going to get any of it. The O'Keefes also are suing the bars in Canton, the Waterfall and C.F. McCarthy's, I think the other one's called, suing them for over-serving Reed. And suing Reed, of course, for, you know, wrongful death and all that other stuff. And the level of guilt doesn't need to be beyond a reasonable doubt. It needs to be preponderance of evidence, more probable than not. You remember those terms, of course, from Tom Brady and the Deflategate and all that. But, yeah, I can say this, though. This is not something that people are done talking about. It does seem to me as though there are lots of people out there when this trial ended were left with kind of this void in their life. You know, like it's just, and maybe it was because I was in Dedham and I was very close to it and I saw those people out there tailgating every day and just, which I didn't like, by the way. I thought that was kind of distasteful. I understand believing in, you know, a cause and all that, but it was a murder trial after all and there was a victim and a victim's family and I didn't like the way any of that got handled. But I also think that, you know, in a case like this where there was just so much wrong with everything and the investigation was just so badly handled and, you know, the police just had such a bad year, you know, bad couple years, really, that, you know, these are the type of strong reactions you're going to get from that. But I also think that when it was over, that left a lot of people with this kind of void. Like, there's people out there who are big into true crime. They're big into, you know, there's true crime podcasts and things like that. And this really captured the attention of all that. But then these trials are over. And this wasn't just one trial. It was two trials. So this went over a long period of time. Like, we're on year three or four of this whole thing. And for that, I think that there's been, you know, just so much invested in it. So many people trying to, you know, maximize and kind of cash in on it. And then, you know, now it's over and I sort of figured that would be it, but now it's right back in at the forefront. And I don't know what's going on with this woman leaking the grand jury stuff. I'm seeing lots of people online saying, oh, they were leaking to the prosecutor. Oh, they were leaking to the defense. They were leaking to Turtle Boy. They were leaking to all these different people. I have no idea. And we'll all find out together, I guess, when the facts of this this case come out and this woman, I don't know if she gave information to get a lesser sentence or what exactly happened, but I do know that we'll hear more about it and that this case, certainly with the civil trial coming up and all of that, I don't think is going away. It may not be as big as it was, but it's certainly not going away yet. And that takes us to this other story that I just happened to see today about a poor guy in Southie who is just swarmed with rats.
Lived here in Salty for like 55 out of my 68 years. I've never seen anything like this.
South Boston homeowner Kevin Conroy says it feels like he is playing a game of whack-a-mole with the relentless rats on his property.
Let's get to the point we can't use our backyard, have anybody over. They're there all the time.
Conroy has ramped up pest control visits, pumping carbon monoxide into burrows, filling his yard with bait stations, and cutting down shrubs where rodents take cover.
It's like it can become a second job for me.
Okay. Couple of things. First of all, I empathize with Mr. Conroy. As I was a Alston resident for many, many years, and while the rats in Southie, I'm sure, are tough, the rats in Alston are their own. They're like small dogs. Okay. I've seen rats in Alston. I thought it was like a piglet. All right. It was a rat. Especially this time of year. This is when they're out. Like, the rats are outside this time.
They're out on the town.
They are out. They run these streets, boy. And here's what I would recommend to this fellow. I know that pumping gas into the burrows or whatever and cutting down the shrubs and all that's probably what people told you to do. Here's what you need to do. You need to go to a pet store or a local pound. Or go online. I don't know how people get dogs anymore. I don't know what you do. You go online, get a dog. Dogs.com. I don't know what you do. But go online or go wherever you go and get yourself a rat terrier. Okay? It's a breed of dog. and they are bred to... This is what they were bred to do.
Specifically a rat terrier, not just like a terrier.
A rat terrier. A rat terrier. What rat terriers were bred to do, the only thing in their mind that they know that they are like programmed to do, they're a dog, right? So, you know, it's whatever. But like over the course of evolution and all this time, the rat terrier's main objective, main function is killing rats. And what they would do back in the day is they would get the rat terrier, put them in like a barn or any, you know, piece of usually it was like an enclosed space so that the terrier could corner them and get them. But like that's what you do. You set the dogs in there and you just let them go after the rats. And you should see these dogs. You ever see a dog like play with a toy and the dog's like rawr, rawr, and like really whipping his head around? You know why they do that? They do it to kill the rodents. It's just, it's programmed in their little idiot dog brains that that's what you do. My brother has a rat terrier. He has never used him for what the dog was bred for. He's just, if you happen to be around Alston, you ever see a rat terrier walking around, that's my brother's dog, Credence. And he lives in peace with the rats, but you can tell that he wants to, you know, it's just, it's part of him. You know, he's just, that's, he sees a rat, he's like, ooh.
Which is funny, because the photo that Brian just put up on Twitch, that does not look like a rat-killing dog.
No, it does. They're very cute dogs, and they're very good dogs. Rat terriers are used as, like, therapy dogs for kids with special needs and stuff like that. Like, they're very, very good dogs. But you put them in a barn with a bunch of rats, and they turn into the Punisher, okay? They turn into a rabid Wolverine, basically. And they snap those rats right out. I mean, it's pretty gruesome. So,
I mean, come on, look at that smile.
They're good pets. They're good pets too, along with having this dysfunction. And I think that this guy Conroy, maybe you call up my brother and you say, hey, can I borrow your terrier for, you know, a weekend? And within, I don't know, a day or two, he'll have that whole, not only will he clear out all the rats, he'll have all the other rats in town being like, we're not going near that yard. Ooh, no, not while that thing's there. Not while that rat terrier's patrolling the yard. Stay far away from Conroy's house, everybody. All the rats will get together in their little rat meeting in the sewers or whatever, and they'll be like, all right, we're not going to Conroy's house anymore. Whatever used to be over there.
Meeting.
We're not, yeah. Like, I picture it like the Ninja Turtles. You know, they live in the sewer. They all talk to each other. They have, like, one guy speak. I just like to say that, you know, it's summertime. Alston, anybody want to go out and hang out? I'll be over over here at this time. Whatever they do down there in the sewers. But that's what I would recommend to this guy. Get a rat terrier. You won't regret it. And those rats will leave your yard. They will leave your yard. And I think that would be more effective than the gas and the traps and all. They're not what's a trap going to do? These rats, these are Boston rats. They're not going to fall for a trap.
They're rats that look at the human and say, you think you're better than me?
Right. They're probably immune to the gas, too. I mean, this is, you know, Southie rats. These are Alston rats. You can't kill them like that. You have to introduce the element of a predator into their environment. That's what you have to do.
Flirt them with death, and then they'll maybe back off.
Yeah, that's my advice.
And what says death more than a rat terrier?
An adorable little dog. It's true.
Which is funny, now that when I play tug of war with my dogs back in the past, I keep thinking, like, were they trying to kill me?
Yes, yes, they were. Or they were trying to kill whatever it was you guys were fighting
It was
over.
Just like a rope. Or...
Yep. And they start snapping their head back and forth. That's why they're doing it. That's why they do that. They look cute, but that's what they do. Anyways, that's your New England Nightly News, 617-779-7937. And I don't often do this. We are going to continue with the New England Nightly News into the next segment because we had a full-on Blue Line breakdown the other day, and we will break down the Blue Line breakdown with you right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
More than 450 passengers were forced to evacuate that train and walk out of the tunnel. Take another look at some of those videos that passengers shared with us from yesterday as they evacuated. They said the train came to a screeching halt at about 2:30 yesterday afternoon due to what the T says was a downed communications wire, but it took about an hour before T officials determined they couldn't get the train going again. Passengers tell us at that point the T had to cut power, which meant cutting the AC as well. It was obviously a really hot day, very hot, very dark and musty underground as hundreds of passengers were guided through the tunnel, up the stairs and out. Two exits here in Boston and one in East Boston.
It's Christian Arcan Show here at WEEI. You don't need to discuss much. You saw this. It looked like a really bad time for riders of the Blue Line as they had to describe the evacuation from a very hot tunnel. This unfolded around 2:30 yesterday. Or was this today? No, yeah, it was at 2:30 today. The Blue Line was pretty much in the middle of the tunnel between the Aquarium Station and the Maverick Station, which are on either side of the Boston Harbor. And about 465 people had to get off the train. And not just, you know, underground in the city, but in the heart. They were underwater, basically. You weren't around for this, but when the Big Dig was going on, they put this giant tunnel in the water. And it was this crazy thing that they were doing because the old expressway, you probably can't even picture this, but I lived in the North End at the time when this thing was still there, and I can barely even picture it. All through the middle of the city, where the Greenway is now, used to be this three-story high highway. That's where 93 went. 93 didn't go in and underground into a tunnel. It went this triple-decker, ridiculous when you look back at the old videos, the highway that went right through the middle of the city. And it was really ugly. I mean, it was really gross. It separated like the North End from Faneuil Hall and all the way down there, straight down the Greenway. I mean, that's basically where it went. And then it split off to the Pike and, you know, the rest of the way down 93. And it just became a normal road once you got out of the city. But
I mean, it does sound crazy to think about what it would be without that tunnel.
Look at old.
Because traffic's already hell on earth
here. Oh, definitely. Look at old pictures. Look at old pictures of the expressway before the Big Dig. It's wild. But they put this big tunnel underground. And the big thing they had to worry about was water getting in. You know, the pressure from being under there and having it erode and, you know, all these other things. And it was really an incredible project that they put together, this whole thing, which took a long time. It took years and years and years for them to finally do it and to get it all done. But it's still, I mean, listen, you know, putting a giant tunnel in the ocean for everyone to drive on every single day was very ambitious, and they did it. And things like this you would think would happen a lot more often, but they do not. The T said it was a down communication wire that caused the train to come to a screeching halt. Today, MBTA General Manager Philip Eng offered an apology to the riders. Said these are not the things they expect, and this is not the level of service that we want to provide. There was a cable hanging over the train. Never want to see that. This is bad, but it's not as bad as when everybody had to jump into the Mystic River. Because that was, or was it the Charles River? Someone had to jump off, I think it was the Green Line, and jump out of like a flaming car into the river. Do you remember that? Can you look up when that was and which line it was? That was the worst. I mean, that was probably the all-time worst. But having to get out of your train in a tunnel and walk into a dark tunnel with other train, like that's, I don't have a lot of things that I really, really get bothered by, but that would really bother me. When was that, Joe?
It was 2022 in the Mystic River.
Mystic River, that's
on the Orange Line?
Orange Line, thank
Orange
you.
Line, yeah.
That was pretty messed up. The train's on fire, people are jumping out the window into a river. that's pretty bad.
That's like a that's like sort of like a panic nightmare that so yeah. many people have. Like
oh, definitely.
A train on fire and having to jump. I mean, I don't know how high that bridge is from the Mystic River. Like, just initial photo, I would say like 15 feet, 20 feet.
Yeah, that's a pretty high jump there. No one got hurt. The cause of the down wire here is still being investigated. But Maura Healey, after she said we need a WNBA team in Boston, said that it was unfortunate. I feel terrible for the people. You don't want to see that. You never want to be stuck underneath the harbor in a tunnel. No kidding.
I was going to say, I think there are more problems than getting a WNBA team now to Boston.
I guess. I mean, you know, listen, the MBTA is going to be a problem whether there's a WNBA team here or not. That's just the nature of having a train system that's 400 years old or whatever it is, 200 years old, down underneath the city in the same tunnels that they built back in the 1850s. I mean, it's the same thing, basically. You know, like Boston's not that big. You only got so much room above ground and you only got so much room underground. And there's a big ocean right there. So, you know, you really got to work through some different factors. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to Louie in Methuen, who says he has a cure for that guy's in Southie's rat problem. Go ahead, Louie.
Hey, fellas, simple.
Mm-hmm.
We had a pigeon problem down here.
A pigeon problem?
They gave him pigeon birth control.
Oh.
Now, you do the same thing with the rats, something they would love to eat.
Uh-huh.
Within 5 to 10 years, they won't reproduce anymore.
Louie, that's a pretty long-term solution to the problem here. I think this guy's not trying to wait 5 to 10 years to get rid of all these rats.
Hey, I'm talking the whole world.
The whole world.
We can send spacecraft to Mars, a million miles away, and control it for 15 years. They can make a birth control pill for rats and mice and everything else, and they're gone. You can't reproduce.
Okay, so Louie, tell me more about this pigeon birth control that you mentioned, because I have not heard of this.
Yeah, they would like almost look like mothballs, but something the pigeons loved.
Uh-huh.
We had millions of them down here in Lawrence and Methuen. You can hardly find one for the last 20 years.
Really? Interesting. No pigeons in Lawrence and Methuen. I would like more info on that. Birth control. You feed them mothballs and they become impotent, I guess, and they can't reproduce, and then that's it. And then they go to Northeast Men's Health and they get that all fixed. All these pigeons flying over to Northeast Men's Health. Hey, Dale, I'm ready for that test dose now. I had some weird mothballs this past weekend. Let's see what we can do. Let's see what we can get going here. Love our friends over at Northeast Mental. 617.
Hey, so those they ain't hitting now.
That's right. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's the 9 o'clock hour, which means Arcan Fire, which means 925. We got some dongs, day-old dongs, but dongs nonetheless, from the All-Star Game and the dong off at the end of it, which we'll certainly get into. And, of course, we got clickbait coming your way at 945. 9 o'clock hour is coming your way right after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Christian Arcan Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.